Hello, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco, and this is the Global Countdown, first broadcast on the briefing on the 14th of March.
Breakfast time in Sao Paulo, well, late breakfast-ish, at 9:23 a.m, which is where we head now to join our senior correspondent and music curator, Fernando Augusto Pacheco. He's on the line from Sao Paulo to bring us the global countdown. Bom dia!
Bom dia, Emma. And by the way, I do love a late breakfast, I have to say. You know me that, right?
Are we at breakfast time yet where you are? Are we still like warming up a bit?
No, I think we are at breakfast. So we're not, it's 9:24 a.m. here in São Paulo. It's a lovely sunny day. In fact, it's funny because I came from London, right? So I'm loving the heat. But I think people here, they're complaining because apparently it's going to be 36 on Saturday. And yeah, people are not happy about that. I am.
Okay,
I am.
Yeah, send them this way. We'll put them right.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
So in this terrible situation that you find yourself in, enjoying the prospect of a late breakfast in warm weather, you've had to tear yourself away from what I can only describe as a nice time to find us some nice music. Now, that's always a debatable issue when it comes to adjectives on the global countdown, but you're going to dissuade us of the... Well, you're going to persuade us otherwise, aren't you, Faye? Where do we begin? What kind of music are we looking at today?
Well, first of all, today's a special one. I'm not looking necessarily at the Brazilian charts. So basically, this is my five tips of new Brazilian music, where you should be listening. Although not all of those artists are in the charts, they're very successful. People are listening and enjoying themselves here on the dance floor, listening to the songs. I hope you like. It's very varied in a way. We're starting something quite smooth and beautiful. It's typical MPB, which is this genre, which is this post bossa nova kind of vibe in Brazilian music, mixing samba, jazz, a little bit of rock. This is JP. He's actually from São Paulo with the band Gilsons.
Well, that was all rather velvety, wasn't it? I mean, it's all very terribly smooth. And how much of an impact is that kind of music making on the Brazilian market? Because it's lovely, but I can't really say I could remember humming the tune much after hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, of course, Brazilians love country music and funk. They are massive genres on the radio. But I think there is a space for this type of music as well, which is, to be honest, where Brazilian music used to be known in the 70s and the 80s. And the band, talking about those legendary musicians, Gilsons, they are, one of them is the son of Gilberto Gil, which is a Brazilian music legend. And two of them are the grandsons of Gilberto Gil. So they are kind of continuing this tradition from the great Gilberto Gil, which I think you know, Emma, because I know you like some Brazilian music.
I do. I love it. And I love the fact that generations continue. It's something rather special and precious about Brazil's music. As it is, its flamboyance, speaking of which, number four, please.
I mean, number four is extremely flamboyant, is a drag queen pop star. She's one of the biggest pop stars in Brazil, without a doubt. And this time she mixed what Brazilians love, which is kind of, it's slightly cheesy, but also it's a cover of a Roxette track. And I'll tell you this later, Emma, but Brazilians are obsessed with Roxette. There's been multiple articles on the topic, including one that I did on Monaco. But let's have a listen. Pablo Vittar with Pede Pra Eu Ficar, the version of Listen to Your Heart.
We are a Brazilian drag queen covering Roxette with a rather fruity, if rather lame, video as well. Do go and have a look at it if you sort of want to watch it sort of from behind the sofa.
I love a fruity video.
It's so fruity.
It's so fruity. It's so delicious. It's very, oh God, it's summer. It's distilled summer there. I'm a big fan of Pablo. And can I say something, Emma? Per Gessle, the surviving member of Roxette, he did listen to this track and he said he loved it. He said, it changes a few things from the original one, but it's approved. It's approved by Roxette.
In which case, it gets the thumbs up from Monocle.
Yes.
Number three, a terrible video, nice mid-century house. I've forgotten the song already.
It's a beautiful track. I mean,
It's all
this has
right.
been a new discovery for me. It's Tuyo. It's a band from the south of Brazil. And, they mix kind of folk pop, a little bit of ambient music. And this track, it's together with Luigi Luna, which I interviewed her for Monaco magazine a few years ago. I mean, she's great. It's all about contemplation. It's all about being connected to nature, in a way, tranquil landscapes. I need to show you all the different vibes, Emma. Let's have a listen to Tuyo and Luigi Luna, Paisagem.
There you are, showing me all the vibes. Thank you, Faye, for that. It sort of has a kind of like a mid-80s Alexandra O'Neill kind of vibe to it.
I love
but
it.
I love the building in the video. The rest of it, I'm afraid I've forgotten it.
Oh, don't be so harsh. I'm joking. I'm joking. But and number two, I think, do you want something a little bit more up-tempo?
Yes, I want people dancing in underwear.
Well, I mean, you're in the right song because look at the lyrics of this next track before I introduce this. I miss you now. I'll see you in the evening. I want to groove on top of you. Much better.
Ooh,
That's the lyrics of
thank
this
you.
track.
Faye, it's 20,
Very
but it's
nice.
only 9:30 in the morning where you are. It's clearly very warm.
I'm just doing my job as a journalist. Let's have a listen to the great Duda Beat from Recife with Saudade de Você.
I feel as if I need to be with some inappropriate friends in a car with a window down. I think maybe your geographical location has formed your choice this week in a very, very obvious way. That this is
I
all
think it
hot
did.
weather music. If you're crawling around in boots and your anorak in the United Kingdom, this seems like a very, very long way away, Faye. So we're immensely grateful for the warmth that you are sending to the Northern Hemisphere.
Thank you very much. And she's great. She's fun. And did you notice the Miami-based beats as well? So she kind of liked to mix the genres as well. I loved the beat.
No,
I think it's a great song for the summer.
I didn't notice that, but I did notice the video with the people in their wife once. Put some clothes on, Brazil. Right, finally, a song, your number one top favourite, and something that actually is on the Monocle radio playlist. So sort of killing two birds with one stone here. We have Cursed Early Mornings, is that correct?
Is that correct? And it's time for some existential disco. The next artist, he started his career as kind of a rapper. I mean, there's a lot of hip hop elements to his music, but his latest album, it's a little bit of funk, a little bit of disco, but as I said, existential. He questioned, is there life outside Earth? He talks about happiness, but don't worry, Anna, we can still dance. It's FBC with Madrugada Maldita.
Online por aí. Madrugada maldita.
That's pretty well put together. I'm an existential disco. What next, Faye?
Yes, I love existential disco, I have to say, because I'm a quite thoughtful person. Sometimes I'm dancing and I'm thinking about my life and all the problems. It's funny.
It's funny. I must ask you, what for those of us who aren't intimately acquainted with existential disco, what is it?
Well, it's disco that makes you think about life outside Earth, or you have to pay your bills.
You've had a lot of sun, haven't you, Faye, since you were there?
I did.
Yes, it's very warm. Fernando Augusto Pacheco, thank you so much for joining us.